Welcome to the Ben and Bash Podcast Tag Team Talks.
I'm Ben.
I'm Bash. It's time to lace up your boots and hit the mat with the Ben and Bash Podcast Tag Team Talks.
Episode 2. We are going to review Night 2 of the biggest WrestleMania in history. WrestleMania 40, Sunday.
The first match, Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. Guest commentator CM Punk. This match was pretty good. It's a finisher fest. I would maybe rate it a 7.5. After this match, Damian Priest cashed in and won the World Heavyweight Championship. It was pretty good. I'll probably rate it an 8.5.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It was a good finisher fest, as you call it, but it was a good match. Although we all know from night one, Seth Rollins didn't come in at 100% and Drew McIntyre did. So obviously the outcome was, we knew what was going to happen when Seth Rollins came in there hurting. Drew McIntyre finished his job and won a title. However, Drew McIntyre has been talking about Seth Rollins being focused on the bloodline so much that he wasn't focused on Drew. That backfired on Drew because after the match was over with, he should have just left. But he was so obsessed with CM Punk that he stayed around taunting CM Punk, which ended up causing him to lose because Damian Priest finally, after 10 months, came out and cashed in his title match. The Money in the Bank, the Senior Money in the Bank, and won the title, the World Heavyweight Championship.
What would you
rate? And I rate the cash in 9.5. We'll see how Damian Priest's title reign goes. And if Drew McIntyre, see how he's going to react tonight on Monday Night Raw. See if he's going to be mad about it. See how mad he will be about it. Is he going to blame himself? Or is he going to be the heel persona and blame CM Punk for him losing? All right. Match number 2 of the night. Whew. This was a Philly street fight. Now, we were in Philadelphia, the home of ECW. So it was only right that you had an ECW original come out. Bubba Ray Dudley as the special guest referee. The match was Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford with B-Fab versus the Final Testament, Karrion Kross, Akam and Rezar, AOP, with Scarlett and probably the best manager in history, Paul Ellering. This match right here, I'm going to say it was 7.58. It was a good match. It should have been a little bit longer, but they did everything they needed to be doing. Had table spots, kendo sticks, chair shots. Had everything going on for it. B-Fab and Scarlett even got into it, which I was wondering if they would or not. Paul Ellering didn't get involved, which... Surprisingly, he didn't, but a little bit. He did a little bit, but you know.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think about it?
I'm going to put it a little lower. I'd probably say 7. Just a solid 7. It was pretty good. Bubba Ray Dudley added to it. This match was just back and forth. Like, one team was dominating, then the other team was dominating. Wasn't that much to it. Some cool spots. So, I'll probably say a solid 7.
All right. Sounds good.
Next match, LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Hey. You go do LA Knight, you got to do it right now. You got to do it right. Do an LA Knight name right if you're going to do it.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Versus AJ Styles.
AJ Styles? What's his name?
Just the AJ phenomenal Styles? One, AJ Styles.
The phenomenal AJ Styles. There you go.
I'll probably rate this match an 8. Good rivalry match. Some good spots. So just an 8.
I'm going to rate this. I'm going to say a 7. It was probably not all the matches were good on the card. This is probably the the lowest ranked match on the card, I would say, just because of all the build up between LA Knight showing up at AJ Styles' house, them fighting on, I think it was Thursday at the World of WrestleMania event during the interviews. I expected a little bit more out of both of these veterans, and they didn't really do what they were supposed to be doing. I don't think so, anyway. It's just my opinion. The match should have been a little bit better for two guys who are veterans in the pro wrestling game. Anything else about it?
No.
All right. Match number four sees the United States champion, everybody's favorite YouTuber, Logan Paul, versus KO Kevin Owens versus the Viper, the Legend Killer, future Hall of Famer, Randy Orton.
Guest star, yeah. ISO Speed.
With ISO Speed, which nobody knew in the prime bottle, which a lot of people thought might have been KSI or even his brother Jake Paul. ISO Speed kind of surprised there. But back to the match. I'm going to give this match a solid 8. It was a good triple threat match. It started off just how everybody expected, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton both tag teaming up against Logan Paul, which the fans really seemed to enjoy. And then almost almost exactly how people thought it was going to be, Randy Orton and Kevin Owens started going at it because they could not both pin Logan Paul. ISO Speed comes out. He gets in Randy's face. I thought it was PG era, but obviously we're letting some words fly. So ISO Speed told Randy how he felt about him, and Randy proceeded to RKO him onto the table. The table did not break, so that hurt worse than the table breaking.
I would probably agree with you on this. An 8 would probably do this. The match kind of got a little better when ISO Speed came up. But did you see it like far Randy Orton kicked ISO Speed?
Mm-hmm.
And like for some reason he was barking at him. And I don't know what that was about. But the match was pretty good. I mean, I thought Kevin Owens was gonna win, but so I would rate that an 8.
Yeah. Logan Paul retained his championship, which was the outcome a lot of people probably thought. Just he's a heel, so he did heel stuff. Hit Randy Orton and Kevin Owens both with the brass knuckles and came out on top.
Next match, Bayley versus Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. This match, it was pretty good. I'll probably say a 9. I'll probably put this in a 9. Because there was some cool spots, good rivalry match, good entrances, at least for Bayley. It was an all-around good match, I would say, but what about you?
I'm going to rate this match a 9 as well. This match probably had the second biggest lead-up to it behind the main event of the night. Bayley and Io Sky both being in damage control together. Bayley being the reason Io came to the main roster in the first place, along with Dakota Kai, and created damage control at SummerSlam. So this match had a lot of build up to it. Bayley, being the professional that she is, deserved this win, I believe, and she showed that she is one of the best women in pro wrestling, because she did have an up and down year, taking a bunch of losses, taking falls for Io and Dakota and all those girls in the damage control, losing a lot of matches to different people. But she finally got her just due and showed why she's still one of the four horsewomen and one of the best ones in pro wrestling today. Anything else on this match?
No.
All right. Now, it is time to talk about the main event. 2 years in the making. Can he finish the story or not? Cody Rhodes versus the Tribal Chief, the head of the table, the undisputed WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns with the Hall of Famer, Paul Heyman. Go ahead. What do you think about this match?
This was historical from the get-go. Jimmy came out, Jay came out, Solo came out, John Cena came out, The Rock came out, and last but not least, The Undertaker came out. And this match was amazing. Like, best match of the weekend, like, period. This match, I mean, 100 out of 10. That's how good it is.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 10 out of 10 as well. This match, me being an Attitude Kid, grew up in the Attitude Era, this just brought back every memory from the Attitude Era that I grew up seeing with The Undertaker, The Rock feud going back decades, John Cena and The Rock going back to WrestleMania, the last match The Rock had, Jimmy and Jay from last night and night one of WrestleMania going at it, Solo coming out, then John Cena coming out and beating up Solo because Solo beat him down last time they was in the ring together. Now on to the match itself, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. As the kids say nowadays, it was a banger. They went at it for a smooth 30-plus minutes of a match. Finisher after finisher, kick out after kick out. Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes lived up to the hype of what they set out to do. Did Cody Rhodes finish the story?
Yes, he did.
Did he finish the story?
Yes, he did.
I think he did. But now, the new story is, where does he go after this? Who is he gonna challenge? Where does Roman Reigns go? Over 1,000 days of being world champion. What can Roman Reigns do to rebound from losing his belt? Does he make the belt or does the belt make him? We will find it out later. And Cody Rhodes, what can he do with the champion? Is he gonna be like a Roman Reigns and only show up every now and then? Or is he gonna do what he said he's gonna do and be there day in and day out defending the belt? Or showing up to wrestling every day. We shall see in the coming weeks and months how long this title reign lasts.
One more thing on this match. That when Roman Reigns hit a crossroads, it was a pretty good crossroads, just to say that. Cody Rhodes kicked out, and then Roman Reigns immediately after that went to Paul Heyman and said, nah, this move ain't beating no one. Yeah.
And fast forward to about 15 minutes later, the move beat him. And though he did three of them on him, that move did beat Roman Reigns, though. Yeah. So those words came back to bite him because he said it didn't beat anybody, and it beat the champion. So now your new undisputed WWE Universal Champion is the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, the grandson of a plumber. Dusty Rhodes' son has won the championship. After all these years, he's finally able to put the belt around his mom's waist like he said he was going to do. That concludes today's WrestleMania 2 podcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Bash.
And this has been Tag Team Talk.